Good morning. This is Julie Donovan, prevention specialist from the school counseling department, here with four students that teach suicide prevention. We got together today because it is National Suicide Prevention Week, September 4th through the 10th, and we thought this was really important to talk about suicide prevention, give some resources to people so they know where to get help. So I'd like to introduce the students that are with me today. So
I'm Bridget, and I'm a senior.
I'm Megan Howard. I'm a senior this year.
I'm Samana Anand. I'm a junior this year.
I'm Sydney Rubian, and I'm a senior this year.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, for joining us. So we have some questions that we pre-did. Here we go. So our suicide prevention program here is called the peer-to-peer program. Does anybody want to explain that program?
Yeah, of course. So the peer-to-peer suicide prevention program is basically a program where the students go and they talk about suicide prevention, risk factors, warning signs, protective factors, and they just spread awareness about suicide to their peers. And it means a lot more coming from your peers because it kind of acknowledges the cause and it says that this is something that we need to talk about, and it encourages discussions like this. Talking about suicide is the first step to preventing it.
Perfect. Yep. And we know that there's scientific evidence that lets us know that when we talk about suicide, we prevent suicide because we reduce the stigma around mental health. And when we reduce the stigma around mental health, people are more likely to seek help. So it's really important. You know, you did touch upon it. Youth teaching youth means a lot more than an adult teaching it. What classes is this program taught in?
We usually teach this program in the sophomore health classes. We have various mentors and like a training in October. So we will train new suicide prevention mentors and we'll go visit different health classes and spread awareness about this cause.
How long has the school been doing this program?
Since 2018.
Okay, great. So quite a while. Why is it important to talk about suicide?
Research has also shown that talking about suicide is the first step in preventing it. And when we talk about it, we're reducing the stigma associated with it, with mental health and suicide, and we encourage those help-seeking behaviors.
How common is suicide in your age group?
Suicide is the second leading cause of death for youth ages 10 to 14, and the third leading cause of death for people between the ages of 15 to 24. There are approximately 45,000 suicide deaths per year in the United States.
Okay, so that would be another really important reason why we talk about it, because your age group specifically is really impacted by suicide. What are some of the risk factors for youth?
Mental health issues such as depression, drug, alcohol use, being disconnected from other youth, family history, and feeling hopelessness are some of the risk factors. There's no one risk factor that causes one to take one's life. Just because you have risk factors, it doesn't mean that you are going to take your life.
Right. Okay. So that, you know, you can have a lot of risk factors and still be safe, but we do know that the more risk factors people have, that it raises people's risk. What are some of the warning signs to look out for?
So some of the warning signs are talking or writing about wanting to die or to kill oneself, looking for or seeking means to kill oneself, talking about feeling hopeless or having no reason to live, talking about feeling trapped or in unbearable pain, talking about being a burden to others, increasing the use of alcohol and or drugs, acting anxious or agitated, behaving recklessly, sleeping too little or too much, withdrawing or feeling isolated, showing rage or talking about seeking revenge, or displaying extreme mood swings.
Okay, so that's quite a list. Has anyone here ever recognized any of those warning signs in any of their friends or other youth?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. When you've seen that, what have you thought? Do I do something? What went through your mind?
The first time I had to deal with it, I was honestly really worried, and I was kind of young. I was in middle school, so I didn't really know how to go about it. And I was really scared, for the most part, that my friend wasn't going to talk to me. And my friend didn't talk to me for over 2 years after I told someone about it. But I talked to my mom, and I talked to my counselor, got the help that they needed.
Perfect. We hear this a lot when you're teaching in the class, that youth are afraid to tell. They think their friend's going to be mad. Most of the time, friends are not mad. Initially, they may be, but after the fact, when they get some help, they do realize that their friend was just trying to help them. You know, that's important. if the friend said to you directly, this is for anybody, I want to take my life, is there something, one thing that you would say to them that you can think of? You may not be able to think of anything. I think sometimes when that happens, you're taken aback, and adults are too. And that's why it's important that we're having these conversations, because a lot of adults are taken aback by it too. It's not something you expect to hear from people.
Right. I was in middle school, like 6th, 7th grade maybe, and I was in the grocery store with my mom, and my friend directly texted me and said she was going to overdose on a certain date. And I was obviously really young, and I was, like you said, taken back. It must have been over the weekend, and I think I waited until Monday to tell people, like the administrators at my school. They obviously helped her get to what she needed. I'm pretty sure she went to a mental hospital. But she got the help that she needed, mm-hmm. and she was definitely mad at me and the friend who spoke to the administrators. But my mom says this. She works at the middle school that I went to, and she said that they had a public speaker who says, I'd rather have a mad friend than a dead friend.
Yeah, so, you know, again, sometimes people get angry because they're nervous, they're scared, and now other people know about it. So I think that's a normal reaction. And one of the things that you all talk about in class is not holding on to that information. The main thing is giving that information to an adult who can take that and connect that youth to resources. So that's a big part of it, is kind of not holding on to it. But I do think that people struggle with, this is my friend, I don't want to tell. But like you said, we'd rather have a friend who is alive than a friend who's not.
I actually have a story. When last year, my junior year, I had a friend who was very mentally unstable, and he had a lot of risk factors in his life. One night, I went to bed early, and I woke up to a bunch of texts that were very graphic and very concerning. I didn't want to wait to tell someone, but I wanted to make sure that he was okay. So I gave him till the bell rang to come to school. And when it didn't, I went straight to the guidance counselor, and he got the help that he needed.
Okay. So good, you went and got help. And again, it's getting that help immediately, connecting that youth to an adult. That's important. So another thing that we've talked about in class, and we've heard multiple youth say this, if somebody goes to an adult and that adult does not, I hate to say not take it seriously, but you don't feel like when you told that adult that they're going to take that information and do something with it, what should you do?
Tell another trusted adult.
That's right. And I would keep going to an adult until you feel like that person is going to do something. So that's important. You're not going to get in trouble. You'd never get in trouble for that. Can you name as a group here some trusted adults that you feel that you could go to, both here and in the community?
Definitely like guidance counselors.
Okay.
Yeah.
A parent or a guardian.
Yeah.
Coaches, maybe, like trusted teachers. I know I've definitely connected with teachers. Obviously, I'm a senior now, but like throughout my years here, I've connected with several teachers, and I trust several of them if I was in that situation.
Perfect. Can you think of anybody? It could even be like an older cousin, an aunt or an uncle. It could be someone in the religious community.
Yeah, I was going to say grandparents.
Okay, grandparents. Perfect. So anybody that you feel you have a relationship with, that they're going to listen to you, take you seriously. And at school, great point, Megan, coaches, trusted teachers, school counselors. If you don't know your school counselor, you should get to know your school counselor. I'm always upstairs too. I see a lot of students here too. So there are adults here at school. It's really important. And we talk about this when we teach class, identifying at least 3 adults that youth can go to. So that's really important. All right. Well, this was awesome. Really great. Good information. One of the things, too, I don't want to miss is, what are some resources?
Resources people can access if they're having a sort of mental health crisis is the Suicide Crisis Lifeline at 988. You'll be connected to a national lifeline, more national instead of rather just the state that you live in. Or you can text HELLO to 741-741. I feel as though this lifeline is kind of thrown out there, and people know of it, but they don't really know exactly what happens when they call. So anyone, any age, any time, any day can call this lifeline or text this lifeline if they're not comfortable with speaking over the phone. They can call whether or not they're thinking about self-harm or suicide, and they can get the emotional support that they need. Even if you personally are not thinking about those things and you know someone who is, they can connect you or that person to someone who will help the person in need. The person that you'll be talking to is a non-judgmental, unbiased source who will listen to you and guide you to get the help that you need.
Awesome. I'm glad that you talked about that because, like you said, people say, oh, here's the number, 988. But then it's like, well, what happens when I call that number? So that was a really important point. The other, just so you know, and for people who are listening to the podcast know, the school counseling department has a resource list. People can go on that. It's on the student page and the parent page. It's a little bit embedded, not horribly, but there are resources there as well. And then another state number similar to the 988, a state number is 211, and that number will connect you to services in our state. That's another easy 988-211. So there are resources. There's definitely help out there. And as a message of hope, we know that mental health is treatable. People don't have to feel the way they feel. There is treatment. People recover from this and lead productive lives. So I think that's really important. Does anybody have anything else they want to add?
I just think right on to what you just said, that mental illness, it's so much more common than we think. It's important that we talk about mental illness and suicide so we can prevent the stigma that is surrounded around both. It's also extremely important to know, understand, and recognize the signs that we explained and what to do when you see them. And if there's anyone that you know or see, find a trusted adult so they can professionally handle the situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody else have anything to add?
Yes. I just want to reiterate once more, a mad friend is better than a dead friend. Don't take it personally if they get mad at you. They're just going through something, and once they figure it out, I promise, they'll thank you for it. We need to talk about mental health and suicide prevention a lot more.
Right, because talking about suicide is the first step in preventing suicide. I want to thank all of you for coming and giving your time today, and I look forward to all of you teaching class this year, and I thank you. Thank you so much.